Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're continuing our journey, our pilgrim journey, together through this season of Lent. It's a beautiful season of the church year, a challenging one, and it's a time of great growth. I hope you're beginning an experience drawing deeper into the season of Lent and seeing and understanding the importance of doing penance for our sins, to frequenting the sacraments, taking up God's word, talking about the Lord, and then expressing it in our families. I think it's really important that age specifically, that the kids are drawn into the kind of family culture and habits that allow them to experience, if for nothing else, the seriousness with which mom and dad, in the kind of humble and sober way, mom and dad are taking this season, that they can feel something different's going on and something holy is happening in the context of the rhythm of our family life. So making steps maybe as a family, going to confession, taking extra prayer time, maybe doing rosary together. If you haven't do this as a family, maybe take it up. Just start. If it's, you have a hectic family life, start with at least one decade or something. Just setting aside time that both mom and dad with all their heart do together, so that the children, they just pick it up. They pick it up, the vibe that's in the air, that something special is going on. And there's a kind of, probably they won't be able to put words on it, but they'll sense the sobriety, or they'll sense the just the humility in the heart of mom and dad. That can be very powerful in this season. And so I think also having children hear key passages from the Bible talking about Jesus' call to discipleship, or again, age specific and ways they can understand important things that Jesus is saying, and especially with the older kids, and helping them understand both the, you know, especially when junior high and beyond, and maybe even earlier than that, it's a parental judgment, reading some of the passages we've been touching on where Jesus speaks about eternal separation from God. He talks about eternal consequences. He talks about the final judgment. I don't think it's possible, really. I mean, all things are possible with God, but I think it's very difficult. And I think we're seeing it in the church for people to make a serious break from habit patterns of sin and to really want to radically pursue holiness without having some dimension of the holy fear of God at work there. There's the servile fear, slavish fear. That's not the kind that John speaks about, I think, where he says perfect love casts out fear. The love of God casts out that servile fear that just is shaking, that somehow God is angry at me and you can hardly approach him or something. If all a human being has is servile fear, like afraid of the consequences of offending God, and they don't have the filial security yet as a child of God, that's a good place to start. Don't take that away from them if that's all they got. But the real transformation and grace of the Holy Spirit, we actually come into the spiritual gift of the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord that Jesus delighted in as Messiah, is what we hear from Isaiah. And the church understands that. And understanding the full range of what Jesus is revealing to us about the love of God, the holiness of God, the purity of God, and the absolute resistance to sin that's in the heart of God. And so he wants to purify us. So helping our kids come into the full counsel of what's being revealed. If you haven't had a chance to tune in the program this week, we've touched on some of the things Jesus has said about the final judgment, eternal consequences. And just, it's amazing how often Jesus talks about it. Probably 20% of what he talks about in the Gospels is that. And so hearing everything from the Lord, the range of what he wants to communicate, as soon as we can start to communicate to our kids in a way that they can understand it and appropriately, is give them the whole thing. Let them understand what Jesus is saying when they're the age and a capacity to be able to see it and receive it and understand it. Well, we know for sure that one of the struggles that's happening in the church is that speaking about these more difficult things that we absolutely hear in this season of Lent and at different times during the year, it's not uncommon for preachers, priests, those who are giving homilies, to just avoid reflecting on those readings that are actually there, or the readings get edited, or different readings are picked at different times to avoid it. And it's just not a good judgment. It's not helpful. So, for example, you know, we all love John's gospel. And most everybody does. And John 3:16 is, it seems like it's almost everybody's favorite passage. It shows up at sporting events still. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believed in him would not die but have everlasting life. A beautiful passage, absolutely true. But if you go down a few more verses, Jesus makes clear that if people don't respond to the offer of his offer for eternal life, his offer of salvation by repentance, they're under judgment. Here's another passage from John chapter 5. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." He who hears the word and believes. So believing is that not only like, okay, I heard that and I think that's true. It's a radical surrender of our whole person in response to what Jesus is saying. Belief is believing the truth spoken, and it's totally entrusting our lives to that truth, being ready to be radically transformed, belonging to God. That the saying, if you believe and respond to it that way, you're going to receive the gift of eternal life. And he says, he does not come into judgment, someone who believes, but he's passed from death to life. This is what Christianity is all about. A dying race of people are being offered salvation. Salvation meaning what? Freedom from the powers of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Freedom from eternal separation from God. New life in Christ, becoming a child of God. The reading goes on. "Truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he's granted the Son also to have life in himself and has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing on my own authority. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me." So in one exhortation from John's gospel, Jesus is talking about the offer of life that comes through faith. And when you believe, when you surrender, and you begin to follow, and you put Jesus first, what happens is you don't come into judgment. Someone who's done that and is really living it, Jesus said, has passed from death to life. That's the passage everyone needs to make. There's no other way. Jesus is the way. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He's the way to go from death to life. He's the light that, I mean, he turned on the lights and he exposed the world, the flesh, and the devil on the cross, in his preaching and teaching and his ministry. But on the cross and vindicated in the resurrection, Jesus turned on the lights and he revealed the lie that is the fallen world, the deception, the demonic deception of the devil, and the conniving sinful heart that's in human beings. In John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to convict us, to convict the human heart of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Sin meaning, what is the sin? What's the fundamental sin Jesus is talking about? People won't believe. People won't believe that Jesus is the Savior. They do not believe in me, Jesus said. They refuse. That's the great sin. God the Father has sent forth his Son into the world to save the world, to destroy the power of sin. He became an offering for sin. Only Jesus can take away sin. Only his blood. He's the only Savior. So the Holy Spirit comes to convict human hearts, and that happens in part, friends, from good teaching and good preaching that brings the truth before people to see and understand their condition. So sin, convicting them of righteousness. Jesus said, "Because I go to the Father." Jesus is the beloved Son from all eternity. He became one of us, and all of us who had fallen away from right relationship with the Father outside of righteousness, not in right relationship with God, but enemies of God, St. Paul would say. Jesus is the righteous Son, and he's the one, the head now of a new humanity and new creation, that brings all those who come into him, receive his teaching, receive the waters of baptism, enter his life, become part of his body, entering the church, walking with him in obedience, growing in the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ until the end. He's making us righteous. It began in our baptism. He sanctified us, cleansing us with his blood and making it possible for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit come and dwell within us, bringing us into right relationship with the Father. And the Holy Spirit comes to convict us of judgment. Jesus said, judgment because the ruler of this world has been judged. Where does that happen? It happens on the cross. The devil was exposed. The devil couldn't do what he did with every other human being, other than Our Lady, who was protected by the grace of God. Jesus was the pure, perfect offering of love. He was what every human being was called to and made to, and that is to walk in love with the Father as a child of God in obedience. Obedience to his commandments. And as Jesus said, when he brought down the kingdom of darkness, when he disarmed the principalities and powers of this world on the cross, he unmasked the devil. And the devil did the one thing he never should have done, and that is to spill the precious blood of the innocent Son of God. He took our place. He loved us. But he loved the Father above all things. And he told the apostles at the Last Supper discourse, he said, the devil's coming after me. So that the battle that when Jesus went in the desert, here we are in Lent. We've talked this week about after he came out of the waters of baptism, the Holy Spirit led him into the desert to go mano a mano to make war on the devil and to declare that the devil's days are short, they're marked, and he came to bring down the kingdom of the enemy. He overcame all the temptations of the devil, all the devil's strategies, and on the cross, not pride, humility and love brought down the kingdom of Satan, and his blinding pride, he shed the blood that makes us clean. Yeah, oh my goodness, what a gift. What a gift. What a savior. And so, friends, we're called to follow in Jesus' footsteps now, to go into that desert and just open our hearts in truth. Let the light of Jesus shine on you and be totally honest. Where's your heart? How's your battle with sin going in the world, the flesh, all of that? And just let Jesus see it all and give it all to him. He wants to come and take all your sin. He wants to take you deeper to total freedom in him, to walk in the fullness of the children of God for his glory and our freedom. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.